The former Gold Coast doctor Mohammed Hanif is back in Australia to hold compensation talks with the federal government. Dr. Hanif was arrested at Brisbane Airport in 2007, bound for India, after his cousin was involved in the abortive Glasgow bombing. Almost a month later, Dr. Hanif was cleared and released. He says the saga has left him and his family traumatised, and he's trying to resurrect his medical career. Karen Benny reports.
In 2007, Mohammed Hanif was arrested at the Brisbane airport where he was intending to fly home to India.
My wrongful arrest and detention in 2007 was a traumatic experience for me and for my family as a whole. It has impacted on all areas of my life, especially on my career and my reputation. Coming back to Australia represents a very important step for me and for my family.
The federal police had linked him to a botched terrorist attack on the Glasgow airport in Scotland. Two of his distant relatives were involved in the attack. The former Gold Coast-based doctor was held by authorities for 12 days before he was charged with giving support to a terrorist organisation. In total, he was detained for 25 days. His mobile phone SIM card was linked to the Glasgow attack, but it was later found he had nothing to do with it. The charges were dropped and he left Australia for India. Dr. Hanif returned to Brisbane last night and this morning fronted a media conference with his family and lawyer.
I'm very pleased to be back here in Australia. My family and I loved here, living here, and still many of my friends are here in Australia.
Since he's left, he's been trying to rebuild his medical career.
And I'm currently working as a general practitioner in UAE. However, I regret missing out on the opportunity to continue my studies and my career to become a specialist doctor in Australia, as I had planned earlier.
In 2008, an inquiry led by the former New South Wales Supreme Court Judge John Clark QC examined the arrest, detention and release of Dr. Hanif. The inquiry found the evidence that was used to hold and charge him was completely deficient. Dr. Hanif's lawyer, Rob Hodgson, says he won't reveal the amount of compensation being sought.
The compensation which will be sought for Dr. Hanif will be significant and it will be commensurate with the effect upon his career, his reputation and his life in general. This is a case without precedent and substantial compensation is warranted for the way Dr. Hanif was treated in mid-2007.
Those compensation talks between Dr. Hanif, his lawyers and the federal government will be held early next week. And Mr. Hodgson says there may be legal action if there's no result.
We'll see how things progress on Monday and Tuesday and then re-evaluate if the matter doesn't resolve at that time. We remain confident that there will be meaningful discussions on Monday and Tuesday.
A spokesman for the Federal Attorney General, Robert McClellan, says it'd be inappropriate for the government to comment ahead of the mediation process. The spokesman says the government's focused on resolving the matter. But he also points out the wrongful detention happened when the Howard government was in power. Lawyer Rob Hodgson says the incident has soiled Australia's standing.
I believe it's done immense damage to Australia's reputation both domestically and internationally. We do have a reputation as a fair place in which to live and work. That reputation was stained by these events, and this is an opportunity, this mediation process is an opportunity to undo a measure of that damage.
Queensland's Premier Anna Bligh says Dr. Hanif would be welcome to work in the state again.
Ultimately, this was a question for the Medical Qualifications Board, and if Dr. Hanif satisfies all of the medical requirements in terms of qualifications, then of course we welcome any doctor in our health system.
Dr. Hanif says he's not angry about the incident and he'll consider coming back to Australia.
Enjoyed my work working here in at Gold Coast Hospital with the Queensland Health. Well, we'll see how the mediation process goes, and we'll think about it later on. We'll discuss with my family about the next return, hopefully.
Dr. Mohammed Hanif, ending Karen Binney's report from Brisbane.